Welcome to another edition of our MuscleBuilding.net.iu podcast, where we teach you how to build muscle fast and lose weight the right way. I am Samantha, your fitness coach, and today's topic will be about choosing the best exercises to amp up your muscle building program. Selecting the type of drills to include in your muscle building program could make or break its success. No matter how well you have planned out the whole thing, everything will be completely pointless if you do the wrong type of exercises. Having said that, exercise selection is not only a basic step, but it is furthermore a very crucial aspect in your whole regimen. Often, choosing what type of drills to include in your muscle building routine is dependent on what your goals are. Since each of these exercises have a specific purpose, it's rather helpful to know their specific effect in terms of muscle development so that you'll know can plan out your sessions more appropriately. The difference between compound and isolation exercises are typically your muscles building exercises are classified into two broad categories. The first is the list are compound exercises. If those types of exercises that pulls multiple muscle groups to work in the entire drill. With this effect, it would make the whole routine more intense, hence ensuring faster muscle growth, muscle mass gain at the shortest time possible. Example of these exercises are squats, deadlifts, rows, and bench press. Isolation exercises, on the other hand, are more focused on developing a lone muscle group. As more concentration is placed on working on one type of muscle, achieving its maximal strength and size can be easily attained. Examples of isolation exercises are bicep curls, leg extensions, and tricep pressdown. So which is better? If you're looking on how to build muscle fast straight away, then it is best to start with compound exercises, since they target various muscle groups. A full body workout is achieved in no time, thus hastening the muscle building process. This is certainly an advantage, especially for beginners who still need to build up a good and solid base muscle mass. So is there a need for isolation exercises? The answer is a resounding and decisive yes. Once you have built a stable framework to work on, then you're ready to do some heavy-duty tweaking and bring your program to the next level. Doing isolation exercises can also help you correct imbalances in muscle groups, because even if compound exercises ensure faster buildup, it does not guarantee that increases in muscle size and strength are uniform. So, it is best to utilize these exercises so that your physique is well formed and balanced. Ultimately, both are essential. So, when you plan out your muscle building strategy, learn how to judiciously use both types of exercises so as to ensure quality muscle gains. If you still need to bulk up, then it would be better if you are still multi-joint drills, such as your compound exercises. But if you have achieved quality muscle mass gains, then isolation exercises would come in handy so as to amp it up its full size and strength. Choose well, as it would ultimately make a difference on your muscle building success. Thank you for listening in. And I hope you have learned something new today that can help you in your fitness goals. For more information, you can visit us at our website at www.musclebuilding.net.iu and also join our Facebook fan page at www.facebook.com/musclebuilding.iu.